Beautiful day that God has made, amen. In the celebration of the mothers, amen. I thank God for each and every mother that's out there. I thank God for my mother that's going on with the Lord, amen. My mother-in-law, which is her birthday today, that's going on with the Lord, amen. Two women that I admire very much, and the mothers at our church, at CBC Memorial Apostolic Church. I thank God for you all joining in with us today. Amen. And I thank God for the opportunity to speak to you today. Amen. My topic will be is dealing with a conference that we have at our church. And God gave it to me, so I'm going to share it with you. EGSL, God's Masterpiece, A Mother. EGSL, God's Masterpiece, A Mother. And we're going to bow our head in prayer. Gracious and wise God, Father, we come before you in the most humblest way we know how, giving you all the honor, glory, and praise. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. And Father, we thank you for allowing us to celebrate this day as Mother's Day. And Father, we thank you for our brother, Deacon Timothy Perry mother, Sister Ann Gaither, Lord. We ask you to bless her, strengthen her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Father, we know that you're able to do all things, God. And Father, we put it in your hand. And Father, as we come before you to bring forth your word, we ask you, Lord, to move Ricky out of the way and that you speak, Lord, that you get the honor, glory, and praise shall be thine. Yes. And we forever lift your name up in prayer. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. I was looking into how did Mother Day first came about. It was celebrated in 1908 when Ann Jarvis held a memorial service for her mother at St. Andrew Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia. And then in 1914, Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation designating Mother's Day to be held on the second Sunday in May as national holiday to honor mothers. And I just wanted to give a little background on it. But to me, every day is a national holiday for mothers because we will always need our mother. Amen. And one thing I found out about a mother is the closest love that you're going to get. The closest love that you're going to get from God. A mother's love is the closest love that you'll ever get from God. Like God. And my topic, as I share it with you, exemplifying God's special love. God's masterpiece. A mother. And I looked up the word masterpiece. Masterpiece is a work of outstanding workmanship. And there are things about a masterpiece that you cannot copy. A masterpiece is a piece that is created only by an individual. And we always have someone that tried to duplicate it, but you cannot get the same quality as the masterpiece. And when God made the mothers, he made a real good masterpiece. The mothers have so much quality and endurance to help the people in this world today. A mother is what we call a nurturer. Always from the time she has the child until the time the child is gone, the mother will be nurturing that individual. And I don't care how old an individual get, they still can learn if they take heed to what has been said. One thing I learned about a mother, if you listen, she won't steer you wrong. She will lead and guide you in the right direction. She will lead and guide you in the right direction. And you can go forth in God. And I thank God for the mother that I had, that the things that she taught me, the things that she instilled in me. One thing she shared with me, she said, Ricky, one thing you have to learn in life, that you're not responsible for how people treat you, but you are responsible for how you treat others. And so I take heed to that, and because the way I treat you, I want to be treated the same. I don't want to treat you bad, because there's consequence behind every thing that you do. And I know that if I continue to treat you in a bad way, then it's going to reflect back to me. And then I will have to go through different situations. And I learned that a lot of people try to figure out why they're going through this and why they're going through that. Well, a mother's been teaching you this all through your life, to do this, do that, do that. But if we don't take heed to what is being taught to us and obey, that's the key thing right there. We got to obey what's been taught to us. And if we don't obey, as I taught the message, you will pay. If you don't obey, you will pay. There will be consequences, whether there's good or bad. So we got to take heed into what we is being taught. Sometimes it hurt, you don't feel good, but it's to help us. And I thank God for mothers. One thing I found out about a mother, her love is like I said, it's the closest love that we're going to get to God. And a mother are one of the first indication that God is a sovereign God in our lives. And God will never leave us or forsake us. And guess what? Your mother will never leave you or forsake you. Even when you have did something, mom is always there. Mom always have your back. Mom's going to be with you through thick and thin until proven guilty. If you're guilty, and she's still going to be right there in your corner if you're guilty. And that's one thing that we can always say about God. He said, I'm going to be with you always, even to the end of the earth. Always. And the same thing, that's how our mother is. And I thank God for having someone in my corner, not only God, but someone I can see and depend on. And that's a mother. Now that my mother has passed on, I still have ones that I can depend on in my corner, and they will be there for me until I'm proven guilty. And I thank God for the mothers that CBC Memorial, they are the type of mothers that will be there for you, be there with you till proven guilty. And then they still there with you in your trial and tribulations, still giving you guidance to make it through. And I thank God for that, because if you don't have guidance, you don't have no kind of directions. And the mother have great directions. She has been given this gift to govern the home. Yes, the man is the head and the provider of the home, but the mother governs the home. The mother keeps things in order, keep things flowing. And I thank God for that. God's masterpiece. I want you mothers to hold on to that you are God's masterpiece. And you cannot be duplicated. Amen. They might make something to look like you, but you can't be duplicated. Amen. And one thing I love about it, a mother love is unconditional. She love you all. She gonna love you the way that you are and not try to change the unnecessary, unexpected. And then her love has no limitations. Don't that sound like Jesus? Jesus' love has no limitations. And I thank God for having him in my life because he had no limitation. Even in the midst of everything going on right now, his love is still there. Even in the midst of this pandemic we're going through, his love is still there, still leading and guiding us. But we still got to be obedient to what has been told to us. Amen? Because if you don't be obedient, you will suffer consequences. A mother loves to provide for her children ways that will outlast her own life. Excuse me. Did y'all hear me? A mother's love provide her child in ways that it will outlast her own life. You'll never find that love nowhere else but with God. You won't find it nowhere else but with God. The mother teaches us to be strong and have faith within ourselves and to have faith in God. She teaches us the values of life. She teaches us the worth of life. And she never gives up on us. A mother will never give up on her child. She will always, always push into to the fullness of life. Continue to help them, guide them in the way that they should go. But one thing that I found out, mother can teach you all, but if you don't take heed and obey what has been given to you, you will fall away. You will fall away to the wayside. We can have the awesomest mothers in this world, just like we have God. But if we do not obey the instructions that are given to us, we're still a loss. And sometimes people try to figure out why things go this way and why things go that way. It's because you're being disobedient to what's been given to you by your mother, by your father. And you see, it goes not right. It goes all the way back to when you was born up until now, being disobedient. It falls back on you. It falls back on you. We got to learn to obey God's word, and we got to learn to obey the mothers that's in our lives. Because we need them. I need a mother. I need a mother. In the scripture that I looked at, it was Isaiah 66:13. I'll read it for you. As one whom his mother comfort, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Now I'm going to show you what God gave me with that. He said, as one whom his mother consoled, so will I give you a state of physical ease and freedom from pain, and ye shall be lessened the sadness or the sorrow and be strengthened with hope and restore cheerfully outlook. Now we can go to the Bible and we can find mothers in the Bible. But God gave me one to talk about today. And I want to share with you all this mother that I've known. Amen. And how I seen how she nourished different ones and there for them and counseling and just showing love and, you know, going over and above. And that woman is my wife, Evangelist Swilling. I sit and for these last 15 years, I reflected yesterday as the day was going on, and I was like, Lord, you got to give me something. He said, it's right in front of you. It's right in front of you. He said, the mother is right in front of you. You watch how she catered to different ones and how she witnessed to different ones, to how she showed unconditional love to different ones, and how she on the phone with different ones, and whenever she get off the phone, they get the answer that they need. They get the comfort they need. They get the love that they need. And I was like, Lord, she does all that. Even in the home, same way. When God give her something to say, one morning, laying in the bed sleep, she come in there and she woke me up. And she waited till, you know, when you wake up, you kind of a little dizzy headed. She said, I'm going to wait till you get to yourself. And she talked to me. She said, I'm coming to you as an evangelist and giving you what God told me to tell you. And she shared it with me. And I thank God. See, if she didn't love me, she would have let it go on. Mm-hmm. But the compassion that God has placed within her came to me and shared with me what needed to be done. I sit and watch how she gets on the phone with different ones and they need consoling. She's right there. They need different things done. She's right there. All the children that call and need homework done, she's right there. Projects done, she's right there. And we all know what she does at the church. Amen. This is what I call a mother's love. This is a masterpiece sitting right before us. Not only her, but we have other ones in the church that do the same thing. But God told me to talk about Evangelist Swilling. And as I watch her with the young children that she have babysitting, in each one has a different personality. And then being a good mother, you got to learn how to deal with each personality when you deal with each child. And it has taught me how to deal with each child in their personality. And I thank God for that, because as a man, sometimes we don't have no kind of patience with a child. You know, we want to push them to the side first and sit down and all this. We know she take time out and she talk to them, she console them, and she explain to them. Even at 1 year old, she talk to them to the point where they sit and look at her and they understand what she's saying. Now, that's what God has made a great masterpiece, where she can talk to a child and a child can understand what is being said. That's how the word of God come forth, to the point where a child can get an understanding out of it. Amen. And I thank God for the life that she lived. I watch how she interact with the children and just knowing what they're saying, especially the little ones and Kylie, and they get to talking and I'm still trying to figure out what they're trying to say. And then she'll tell me and I was like, okay. And we go on. But she just had that connection with the children, and it's amazing. It's amazing to me. And I watch, I just sit and watch, and I enjoy it, because it's teaching me how to have compassion and how to show more love and be more patient, and it helps you grow in God. If you take heed. But if you don't take heed and allow the Lord to speak to you through what is going on around you, then you will be lost. And I thank God for that. I have some godly things going on around me here at home. And I thank God that she's a very, very hardworking mother. Amen. Like I say, when she's on that phone conducting business for whoever, They always get a good result in the end. Always get a good result. And I thank God for the great masterpiece that he has placed in my life. Amen. And I am grateful. I am very grateful for her. And I thank God for the woman that brought her forth. Amen. Pastor V.C. Davis. Amen. Another woman that I truly love and respect. Amen. She was a very inspiration. Matter of fact, still is a very inspiration to me. Amen. Because when someone speaks into your life, it gives you life. Amen. And she spoke into my life and it gave me life. Because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. She spoke into my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. She spoke into my life and it gave me life. In the same way she spoke into my life, Evangelist Willis spoke into my life and it has given me life. And I thank God. One thing I found about a mother, like I say, she will always be one that will nourish you. But you got to be on the end to receive it. And sometimes we don't want to receive what our wife is saying. No, she's not my mother. But she sees things that I don't see. She understands things that I don't understand. And I'm grateful that I have somebody here there to help me. To help me. And that's how God is. He helped us to get an understanding of what we need to make it in life. And what that he's not going to come down here and give it to us. He have people down here to give it to us. If we just open our heart to receive what has come forth. I thank God for Evangelist Williams because she's a very humble person, very jovial person. And God have made a great masterpiece in Evangelist Williams, a truly, truly blessed mother. Amen. And when I say blessed mother, that's not only to her daughter, but to all the children, to all the adults. Amen. Because see, we're not too old, but we can't learn from anyone. And see, that's when we got to get ourselves. We got to learn from whoever God placed in front of us. Amen. And be very receptive to what God is saying. Amen. And I just thank God for each and every mother that's here today. I want to share with you a poem that I found, and it blessed my heart too. When I read it, and I was like, these are the mothers I can say at CBC Memorial. I thank God for you all. Amen. Y'all have been a great inspiration in my life. It said, a mother's love is something that no one can explain. Ain't that amazing? You can't explain a mother's love. It is made of deep devotion and of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish. And in doing come what may. For nothing can destroy it or take the love away. And that is so awesome. You can't destroy a mother love. You can't take a mother love away. And I thank God. Boy, I thank God for it. It is patient and forgiving. When all others are forsaken. That means mama won't ever give up on you. She's always there. She will never give up on you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And it never fails. Even though the heart is broken, it believes beyond believing. When the world around is condemned and is glowed with all the beauty of the rags, brightness gem, it is far beyond defining. It is defying all expectations. And it still remains a secret like the mystery of the creation. A man suspended miracles cannot, a man cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender guiding hand, a mother's love. You cannot go wrong with a mother's love. I thank God for the love that my mama taught me and the compassion. And see, that's one thing about, like I say, a mother's love and God's love is kind of parallel, because God got compassion on us. And a mother has compassion on us, regardless of our wrongdoing. She's still going to have that compassion. She's still going to show that love. Even when you're wrong, she's going to be there for you. And I am so grateful for having mothers in my life that's showing that compassion to teach me. To teach me. Amen. Did I take heed to what has been taught to me? And I thank you all. I thank you all. I thank you for being a part of my life. And one thing I learned about a mother, like I say, she had to put up with the different personalities. I'm going to share this little humor with you, and then I'm going to move forward. A mother took her son to a wedding, his first one. And after the wedding, she asked the son, son, how many wives do you think a man should have? He said 16. And the mama said, well, why did you say that? He said, well, the pastor said, for the pastor said, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor. He said, if you add it up, that's 16. For better, for worse, for richer, for poor. So, if you add it up, it's 16. Hallelujah. These are the type of things a mother have to put up with. Just, you know. Amen. I read that. It really blessed my soul. I have to share this with the mothers today. Amen. We thank you all. We hope I said something to encourage your heart. Amen. We just wanted to be a witness of what God has done and what he's continued to do. We ask each and every one that you be safe and be obedient to what the laws of the land is saying. And continue to pray for one another that we make it through this. I love you. Keep me in your prayers that I will continue to grow in God. God bless you. Thank you.